The Muslim ban, deporting bad hombres, ending DACA, these actions by the administration of President Trump are all getting major headlines. But the ACLU of Illinois says the Trump administration is affecting civil rights in quieter ways as well. Ed Yonke is the communication director for the ACLU of Illinois. He's in Bloomington Normal for a couple of appearances, including one at the Normal Public Library this evening at 7:15. Yonke says the erosion of rights is concerning to the ACLU.
One of the things that we're seeing is sort of reversals of long-term policies by the Justice Department or approaches by the Justice Department that really sort of quietly send a signal that populations and people who, you know, were getting protection and treatment by the Justice Department are going away. Three quick examples. The first is that the Department of Justice has completely reversed its policies in terms of overseeing, supervising, and seeking to reform state and local police agencies. So the Chicago Police Department in January, the Obama Justice Department issues a scathing 100-plus page report on practices within that Justice Department that would normally lead to a consent decree, federal court oversight, and reform of the department. And the Sessions Justice Department says simply, we don't want to do that. So the problems persist in terms of the police department, and there is no activity from the federal government in terms of doing that work.
At least in that case, though, is there the possibility that enough sunshine has been shown on that particular problem that some of those reforms can go forward? Has there been enough buy-in from the city of Chicago and the police administration to at least make a stab at reforming the culture?
No. The problems of the Chicago Police Department have been generations in the making, and they will have to be they are not the kinds of things going to be resolved by short-term political solutions. That's one of the reasons that actually in the light of the Department of Justice not playing its traditional role, we've actually sued the Chicago Police Department seeking a consent decree and federal court oversight to do exactly what it is that the DOJ should do. The problem is that it's much harder as an individual organization.
You got to prove standing.
You have to prove standing. You have to, you know, you have to get the department and the city to agree to a consent decree. And then, of course, you have to have the staying power and the resources to oversee that decree over many years, which is a challenge in and of itself. I obviously I feel that the ACLU will still be there in 20 years to be able to do that. And so I think we're the right organization to do it, but it's a difficult task.
Ed Yonke is the communication director for the ACLU of Illinois. He says ICE has grabbed so many people for deportation, they're now exploring private detention center options in northern Illinois and are also using the Kankakee County Jail to hold detainees. Yonke's talk tonight is at 7:15 at the Normal Public Library. The ACLU is also planning a town hall meeting at the Chateau November 29th.